The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District recently released guidelines for best practices for both schools and families to consider before classes start this fall. The guidelines outline the risk levels for various reopening scenarios. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines spoke with CU Public Health District Administrator Julie Pride about those guidelines and the risks involved in bringing children back to the classroom.
No risk would be students and teachers engage only in online virtual classes, activities, and events. So there would be no in-person contact. A minimal risk would be a combination of virtual and small in-person classes, activities, and events. The students and teachers with underlying health conditions are not physically in the school, and they're maintaining social distancing and masking at all times. Moderate risk would be small to medium in-person classes. The groups of students stay together and with the same teacher throughout and across school days. Teacher remains the same, children remain the same, they remain seated 6 feet apart and wearing face coverings at all time, and they do not share objects. So that's still, you know, a moderate risk. And then high risk, of course, would be just basically going back to normal. That would be a disaster. So highest risk is basically like school was before the pandemic.
So I think families, school officials, and teachers are trying to balance the risks to their own health and the public's health, and then the risks to student learning and social-emotional development. I know some families need to send their kids to school so that they can go to work. Some students really benefit the most from in-person instruction. What's your advice to school staff and families weighing these competing concerns?
There are kids that just need to be in school for a variety of reasons, and there are kids who can be at home. They can learn fine at home. Their parents have enough resources. They have other options. So that's why we really wanted to have the schools provide options for families. The key to having the classes safely happen in school, the key is going to be keeping kids at a minimum of 6 feet away from each other the entire time they're in the building. And of course, you can pass in the hall or something like that, you know, getting into class, but you need to do all you can to avoid kids or teachers, for that matter, or staff congregating. So you're never going to be able to prevent a case coming into a school, just like you can't prevent a case from coming into a workplace or a long-term care facility or even Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. You cannot prevent them from coming in there. What you can do by having, you know, very tight infection control practices, specifically distance and masking, is you can prevent an outbreak in that setting. We've seen it time and time again. But where you have situations where kids are sitting too closely together or they're interacting a lot, you will absolutely, we're going to see outbreaks.
So aside from making sure everyone wears a mask and stays at least 6 feet apart, it sounds like having the option to learn and teach virtually is super important.
Absolutely, because options are always a good thing. And I know it makes it harder, but it really is important because, is you know, we're all in this together, but we're not in it in the same way. You know, if you find out that your class, the class that your kids are going to, are not far enough apart, you know, that you need to take that into account. If you find out that masking is suggested, that's a problem. If you find out that masking is required but it isn't happening, you know, that's a problem as well. So plans always look beautiful on paper. They can anyway, but it's how they are operationalized. How are they working that really matters.
That was Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines speaking with CU Public Health District Administrator Julie Pride. You can find the full interviews about schools reopening this fall online at illinoisnewsroom.org.